This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا نساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, insha'Allah ta'ala, for our Jum'ah lecture, continue along our journey in learning the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was something that we did prior to the month of Ramadan, and we stopped, you know, just before the month of Ramadan in order to prepare learning about Ramadan and how to best use the month and so on and so forth, and talking about some of the benefits of the month of Ramadan and encouragement throughout. Now that the month of Ramadan has, you know, slowly become a thing of the past, we will continue on this journey of learning about our Creator, learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those who are unaware of the fact that we were doing these lectures and you know, the Jum'ah khutbah topic revolved around the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can always go back for the last months and look at those recordings, look at those lectures that are there, the Jum'ah lectures and the Jum'ah khutbahs as well when we were open in the masjid, and you'll find many of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we already covered in the past few months. Today, insha'Allah ta'ala, we look at an important name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one that we usually use referring to ourselves, right? We usually will hear this name or this Arabic word or name being used referring to ourselves, believers. And it's interesting because many people don't really understand this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mainly because we can't relate. We think to ourselves, how is Allah if we are? And so the name of Allah that we are covering today is Al-Mu'min. Al-Mu'min. Now, when you think of Al-Mu'min, the first thing that comes to mind is the believer. Right? The believer. And when we think of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean, the most faithful. Right? The most faithful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most faithful, the one who believes, right? So when we think of Al-Mu'min, we think the one who believes. Well, we believe in Allah. So how is it that Allah believes? So my brothers and sisters, I want you to ask this question to yourself. If you are a believer, you are a mu'min, you are a mu'mina, right? A believer, whether male or... What do you need to do in order to believe? In order to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to claim and to state that we are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to testify our belief in Allah. And so we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, right? La ilaha illallah. We testify our faith, our belief, our submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies to that himself in the Quran, and he testifies that he is the believer, right? How? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, verse number 18. شهد الله أن لا إله إلا هو. See, when we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. وحده لا شريك له. Right? We testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, شهد الله. Allah himself testify أنه that he himself is لا إله إلا هو. Right? There is none worthy of worship, no other true God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is al-mu'min, he is the most faithful, he is the one who believes. And he testifies his belief in the Qur'an as well. His belief as the one to be worshipped. Now what does that mean for us as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now because he is al-mu'min, he knows his way is the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that his way is the truth. And he says, Inna ad-deena 'indallahi al-Islam. That the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam, right? Islam is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in the way that he chose us as human beings to live is the way of Islam. The true method of submission and living in this life, this world, is the method of following Islam. That is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو. He himself testifies to this, and because he testifies that he is the one that's worthy of worshipping, of being worshipped, we as believers and those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by default, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prove that this deen is the right deen. He will prove that the believers are upon the... He will prove that the messengers that he sent to this world and the prophets are those who spoke the truth and who conveyed a message of truth. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-mu'min, proves that Islam is the truth. And al-mu'min, the most faithful, the one who believes, will prove that his prophets were speaking the truth. And he will prove that we as believers are truth. He will prove it in this world, and he will prove it in the hereafter. When we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who had firm belief in Allah, those who submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who did not worship anything or anyone or any object with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their heart was pure in submission to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prove on the day of judgment in front of everyone that that is the true way, that this Islam is the true way to have lived in this life. And at that time, many people will realize it's late. Those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be from amongst them that will enter into paradise without even being mentioned, without a reckoning. And so, my brothers and sisters, the first definition of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-mu'min, is the one who believes and the one who will prove that this is the true belief. شهيد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو. He himself testifies that he is the one who is worthy of being worshipped. Now, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always guide those who wish to be guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always guide those who wish to submit to Him. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as al-mu'min, the definition of His name continues. Al-mu'min will never do injustice to His creation. Those who wish to believe in Allah, those who wish to submit, those who want goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who open their hearts to the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them to the truth. Those who choose not to be guided, those who choose to close their hearts off, those who choose to reject the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will do justice. and he will close their eyes. They want that for themselves, so he will give it to them. They wish for that for themselves, so he will grant it to them. And so al-mu'min is the one who not only believes and testifies that he is the one worthy of worship, but he is also the one who grants us safety and protection. When we think of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-mu'min, we usually think believer. Think of it as is mentioned in Surah Quraysh. We all know this surah. Allah Ta'ala spoke about the Quraysh. He says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, li'ilafi Quraysh, ilafihim rihlata shita'i was-sayf. The Quraysh, they would travel, right? They would have certain travels, journeys that they would take for business, right? Where would they go? During the shita and during the sayf, they would travel in the winter, they would go down to where it's warmer in Yemen. And during the Saif, during the summer, they would go up north to Asham, the region of Asham, Syria, Palestine, that region, to where it was cooler in the north. They would travel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّهَيْتِ, right, to worship the Lord of the house. Who is the Lord of the Haba? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطَعْمَهُمْ مِنْ وَعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Did you pick up on it? وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي أَطَعْمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ. When they would travel in those journeys, it was hard, it was difficult, and they needed food, and they were scared, they were, you know, worried, they left families behind, they were on these long journeys, they were going to different lands, they didn't know if they were going to be safe, they didn't know if they were going to be protected, they didn't know if their homes that they left behind and their family and their children would be protected. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that who feeds them, right, alladhi at'amahum min ju', he took care and takes care of them, wa amanahum, from Amina. Al-Mu'min is the one who grants safety and protection. وَأَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ, from fear. He protects them. He looked after them. He granted them safety. Sakina, tranquility of the heart when you're scared. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-mu'min, is the one who will take care of us when we're scared, when we're worried, when we're hungry, when we are in need, when we're going through hardships, when there's difficulties in our lives that we're facing, when we see injustices being done. Al-mu'min will take care of that and will never do injustice to his creation. So when injustice is being done by the creation to another creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-mu'min will make sure that the one who is being oppressed, justice will be taken against the oppressor. Whether in this life and in the hereafter, we leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my brothers and sisters, I'm sure in your minds you can make the link as to many of the things that are happening in the world today. Many different countries, many different regions, many different people all over the world who are going through hardship, who are going through struggles, who are going through difficulty. Whether it's oppression, whether it's hunger, whether it's fear, whether it's loss of homes, whether it's tornadoes and hurricanes that strike and hit, whether it is natural, what we call natural disasters that are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever hardship we go through in life, al-mu'min is the one who will protect us. Al-mu'min is the one who will save us. Al-mu'min is the one who will look after us. Al-mu'min is the one that will provide security and peace when we're going through hardship and anxiety in our lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ahqaf, verse number 13, he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ. We'll pause there before we take the rest of the verse. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ. Verily those who say, our Lord is Allah. When? When you are hungry and have no food to eat. And we see people around the world who are hungry and have no food to eat. When people are thrown in jail or prison, or they are being held for no reason, and they are being deprived of safety. They're being deprived of family. They're being deprived of, you know, subhanAllah, even children in many countries who are being deprived of proper representation in courts. Al-Mu'min is there for them. Those who are, you know, feeling anything in their life, they may have all the luxuries. We might see that our own selves, we have all the luxuries of this life, of this, that we could ever wish for and want. As children growing up, you know, we always have this idea in our minds that, you know, we need to have a home and we need to have a vehicle and we need to have food and we need to have a spouse and we need to have children. We need to have, neighbors. We need to have friends. We need to have a mustard. We need to have schools. We need to have education. We care. We need to have safety. We need to be, we need to have freedoms and all these different things, right? Warmth and cooling and all that stuff that we in this world. But think of it, my brothers and sisters. Where is it coming from? It's coming from Allah. الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ. But even though, despite having all of those luxuries, some of us still feel anxious. Some of us still feel scared. Some of us still feel worried that I have all of these luxuries. How will I stand before Allah on the Day of Judgment? I have all these luxuries. Am I falling short and not able to justify my life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Not able to justify my day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I didn't give enough to Allah. I didn't pray my 5 daily prayers. I didn't fast throughout the month of Ramadan. I didn't pay zakah ever in my life. I didn't go for hajj despite being able to provide that or being able to afford it, I should say. Right? Having all the luxuries of this life, many of us still feel anxious. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who firmly believe and say, our Lord is Allah, and they stick to it, they are firm upon it. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. They turn only to Allah. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. There will be no fear for them. And they will not have huzn. They will not feel sad. They will not have that anxiety that many of us feel in 2021. Despite having all the luxuries of this world, we still feel anxious. We still feel stressed. We still feel depressed. We feel like something's missing. And if something is missing, the thing that is missing that will grant us that peace and that aid and that assistance is, firstly, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being firm upon it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us here that He as al-mu'min looks after our safety, our protection, our sanity. He takes care of the anxiety that we feel. He takes care of the fear that we have within us of loss of wealth and, you know, so many things that we may experience in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of all of that for us. My brothers and sisters, al-mu'min, Allah, al-mu'min, the one who provides that safety and protection, also provides it for us at the time of death. The other day, someone emailed me or reached out to me and says, I fear for my life. Not in the sense that they feel like, you know, someone is attacking them. No, but they fear for the time when death will come. The time that they will stand before Allah. And al-mu'min is the one who will provide ease during that time of death. Al-mu'min is the one who will make the moment that our soul leaves from our body easy. Al-mu'min is the one who will make the time of the barzakh, the time of death, easy for us. He will protect us in it. He will look after us at that time. Just like he, al-mu'min, looked after us in this world. He provided for us and made sure that we were safe, made sure that we were not hungry, made sure that we would not worry, make sure that there was no anxiety, make sure that there was no depression, make sure that there was no fear of things happening around us. And this is why, my brothers and sisters, you see that there are people on earth who are going through so much hardship and difficulty, and they're able to still be happy. I posted it on my Instagram the other day. You know, a brother who I know, Bilal, right, who is originally from Gaza. Subhanallah, he went, you know, he's a reporter, a journalist, so he's there. And the building that was, you know, demolished not too long ago, he went and he's a calligraphy artist, right? So he painted Gaza on it and he sat in the rubble, relaxed, that this is our home, we're used to this. Showing that they going through the hardships that they are feeling, going through the difficulty that we look at and we cry and weep and we say, how is this even possible? To them, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. They submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the ones who say, our Lord is Allah. We don't wait for a leader of another country. We're not waiting for Canada. We're not waiting for the US. We're not waiting for all to come and help us. الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ. Right? Those who say, our Lord is Allah, He will help us. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Al-Mu'min is the one who's looking after them, providing their safety. I posted, another beautiful picture that he took on Instagram of a car near that building that all rubble fell on and is completely, you know, crushed and destroyed. And these two little girls go into the car and they're sitting there and they're like playing with the car. And one of them is doing, you know, the peace sign that we know very well. But as believers, we like this one better, right? But they're doing that to show peace. You know, we're happy. They're children. The children, they deserve to play. The Prophet ﷺ teaches us the children, as they grow up, there are certain years of their life that they're supposed to be chilling. They're supposed to be enjoying. Right? They're supposed to have fun. And then from a certain age, you start to teach them their deen, as in you start to teach them to pray, start to teach them to become more responsible in their prayers and their ibadah. And then from a certain age now, okay, discipline, more discipline. Okay, now you need to be more disciplined with it. Now you need to pray. Very soon you're going to be mature. And so my brothers and sisters, think of al-mu'min when you need something in life. When you're going through hardship, and even like I said, at the time of death, at the time of the barzakh, at the time that we stand before Allah, al-mu'min will prove, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. As we mentioned, the most faithful will prove that the believers in this life, in this world, on the Day of Judgment, they are the ones who are truthful. They spoke the truth, and Allah protected them, and Allah continues to protect them, and He protects them by placing the believers into paradise, and there they will feel the ultimate pleasures, the ultimate joys, the ultimate ease and safety and protection from Allah. No worry of any hardship, no stress, no anxiety, no fear, no feeling of dhiq, no feeling of pressure, and I'm stuck and I don't know what to do. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They will feel at total and utter complete ease and happiness and joy. And the hardships of this world will be a thing of the past. So my brothers and sisters, Al-Mu'min, the name of Allah. For those of you who came, of you who missed the beginning, when we're done the session, go back to the beginning and watch the first few minutes so you understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mu'min, you know, this name, Allah has the name Al-Mu'min, and there are multiple meanings to this name Al-Mu'min. We think of ourselves as believers, but Allah Himself testifies as the one who is worthy of being worshipped. My brothers and sisters, we could, as always, by sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that He and His angels do, so we should do as well, as the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى نَبِيٍّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who believe, صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Send peace and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allahumma barik lana fi dininana. Allahumma taqabbal minna a'malana as-saliha. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya dhal quwwati al-matin, ya mannan, ya jabbar. We ask you, ya Allah, you are al-mu'min, safety and protection to all of us in this world. Ya Allah, you are al-mu'min, provide that safety and protection to those who are going through hardship and difficulty. Ya Allah, you are al-mu'min, provide justice to those who injustice is being showered down upon them by those who you've created yourself. Ya Allah, show justice. Ya Allah, bring justice. Ya Allah, not only in this world, but in the hereafter, you will bring, we don't even need to ask, for you are al-mu'min and you are the one who brings justice and safety and protection to all of your creation. Ya Allah, we ask and beg of you to make it easy for us to understand your names. Ya Allah, we ask and beg of you to make it easy for us to learn your names and your attributes and to submit and to call upon you using your names. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Tawwab, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Jabbar, we ask you to make it easy for us in this world to understand how to live and to submit to you and to turn to you and to understand that with you we will find true and full happiness. Ya Allah, make it easy for all that are suffering and struggling in different parts of the world to receive aid and assistance and health and safety and protection from not only us around the world, but Ya Allah, from within as well. Ya Allah, please make it easy for every single one of us to be guided towards what is true and what is right. Ya Allah, those of us who open our hearts to you, make it easy for us to receive that beauty and that safety and that protection that you grant to us through the Quran. Ya Allah, please make us from amongst those who recite and always. Ya Allah, make it easy for our tongues to be moist in the remembrance of you. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to only watch and to only listen and to only speak truth. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to always and always submit to you in our salah. Ya Allah, please make us from amongst those who never miss a single prayer from now until the time that we leave this world. Ya Allah, please make us from amongst those that protect our fard prayer by praying our sunan ar-rawatib. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to secure our sunnah prayers and our fard prayers by being from amongst those that also pray extra voluntary prayers. Ya Allah, please make us from amongst those who enter from the gates of ar-rayyan, the gates of paradise, saved and protected for those, or secured for those who fast and who are known to fast extra days. Ya Allah, please make us from amongst those who love to fast. Ya Allah, please make us from amongst those who love to recite the Quran. Ya Allah, please make us from amongst those who love the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to submit to you always and forever. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. My brothers and sisters, once again, for those who missed the beginning of today's lecture, go to the beginning and watch the first 10 minutes, inshallah, to fully understand the parts that you missed are important for you to all understand the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mu'min, and we ask Al-Mu'min to grant us that safety and peace and protection, and to make us from amongst those who believe and submit to him and none other than him. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan wa barakallahu feekum. I will see you all night at 8 o'clock p.m. insha'Allah ta'ala for our Friday night etiquettes class. I look forward to seeing you at 8 p.m. tonight, insha'Allah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I know some of you are going to say about donations, please do remember to go to the masjid website, www.iknamilton.com, and donate. Give your regular Friday donations. Many of us give every single Friday when we go for Jumu'ah. Give your regular Friday donations by visiting the Masjid website, www.icnamilton.com, icnamilton.com. Jazakumullahu khayran. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.